This is the Wednesday, March 24th edition of Daily Wager Podcast. Pair of NBA games on ESPN tonight. So we have, yes, college hoops this coming weekend, but we're back in the association rotation. We'll get into our favorite plays for tonight. And like always, we'll get you in and out in under 10 minutes with everything you need to know.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined this morning by Joe Fortenbaugh. Good to be with you guys. Joe, the common theme here for a few of these games is road favorite, road chalk. What could go wrong, right? One game that jumps out is Denver Nuggets against a team the Raptors might be wheeling and dealing before the trade deadline tomorrow.
So that's definitely part of the handicap here. I'm laying the two with Denver in this game. The situation is something that should be somewhat concerning. Not alarming, but concerning. Denver just played last night. It's the second half of a back-to-back after they beat Orlando 110-99. It's also their third game in four nights. But the handicap here for me is Toronto. They've lost nine straight. And they're not just losing. They're getting blown out. They lost those nine straight by an average of 11 points per game. And we know with the NBA trade deadline right around the corner, 3 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, Kyle Lowry and Norman Powell are two names that are being floated. Do we see him tonight? If we do, do we see him for 35 or 40 minutes? Toronto's got to be smart here. Denver's turned their season around. They started 12-11. They've gone 14-6 since. I'm not as worried about the situation as I am worried about how alarming Toronto has played as of late. I will lay the two with the Nuggets.
I'm right there with you. We posted plays for ESPN.com chalk section, and I was like, proceed cautiously. This looks a little too good to be true, but I am kind of happy. I'm happy that the line moved, right? If it was like staying put and everyone in the world's going to be on Denver, I'd be really worried. I'm actually on the under as well in this game. You mentioned how many games in a short span for the Nuggets. I also just think they've become a little bit more methodical in their pace. Now, some of that is eye test, and I just don't know how much the Raptors have in their tank as their season's kind of spiraling, but it's a big number. I just have to take under, you know, under in that one with a total of 224. So, but I mentioned we got some road chalk as the common thread here. You have another one.
Yeah, it was little road chalk in the opener. Now I'm going to go with a lot of road chalk. I'm going to lay the eight with Dallas over Minnesota. Dallas has two full nights of rest coming into this game. So no concerns there. No concerns about any minute restrictions for any of the key players. Based on the spot, they're off that Portland win, and they've been playing really well after starting the season 9-14. They've gone 13-5 over the last 18 games. But of course, this comes down to the point spread, the great equalizer. Minnesota's 26th in defensive efficiency, but when they lose, they get blown out. They have a minus 7.7 point differential this year. That is the worst in the NBA. And of their last nine losses, seven have come by nine or more points, which is exactly what we need tonight. Big night from a daily fantasy perspective from Luka Doncic, from Kristaps Porzingis. I will lay the eight here with Dallas over Minnesota.
All right, well, I'm going back to a small road chalk, and it's the Atlanta Hawks have been really solid since changing head coaches. McMillan's done a nice job, a little shot in the arm for the Rockets. Some of that's narrative, but they've just been playing really good ball. They had that win streak of about seven in a row or so. They just lost at the Clippers, but that's certainly understandable after winning at the Lakers. Now, that was the game LeBron got hurt, but it's a eight-game road trip, it looks like. So it's going to be a lengthy one, but they're on the West Coast, stayed in L.A. for back-to-back games, now up to Sacramento. So I'm okay with that. I'm not worried about right now on this road trip. Maybe at the end of the trip when they're in San Antonio, New Orleans, maybe we can handicap that, but it's a short number. Kings just, you know, they have their problems, right? Like they find ways to lose. It's the same sort of situation. I like what they're doing in certain aspects, but I really like what the Hawks are doing. Gallinari's been a difference maker. We all thought he would be, maybe not all of us, but I definitely did. I thought Trae Young, 100-1 for MVP, was worth a flyer at the beginning of the season because you surround himself with shooters. He can get stuff done. Gallo's been pretty impressive, all things considered. But now I'm worried about some of their trade rumors, right? Like they, John Collins is, you know, they're asking a lot. Maybe he's a late scratch before this game, but who knows? The Kings could be as well. So it's a little bit of a leap of faith you take, but the short number of -3. I just have to lay it with Atlanta, just given how well they are playing. What else for you, Joe?
Well, first of all, trade deadline or not, the Kings are like a late scratch before every game, regardless of any news that's out there with the way they play. Final game for me on the card tonight. I'm going to look to the Clippers and the Spurs. I'm going to play the under, sitting around 220, 220 and a half. San Antonio plays defense way better than they play offense. They're 10th in the NBA in defensive efficiency. And on the offensive side, they're just 22nd in scoring. But the key here is the Clippers and how they play post-Serge Ibaka injury. They're already a slow team in terms of pace. Right now, they currently rank 26th. But since the Ibaka injury, they've dropped to 30th in pace, dead last. So since that time frame when Ibaka went down, they've been playing slower basketball than anybody else in the association. I think this thing should be sitting around 217, maybe 217 and a half. The fact that it's over 220 gets me excited. I'll play the Clippers and the Spurs under 220 and a half.
All right, let's go back to the road chalk theme. My last play is the Charlotte Hornets -3 at the Rockets. Yes, we know Houston just snapped their lengthy losing streak and came at the hands of the Raptors, who were dealing with their own misery. But short number here. I know no LaMelo, but come on. I got to lay the 3. There's just no reason to back the Rockets here. They've done some nice things. They've played hard. Some of those younger guys are getting those reps, those minutes. There is talent there, especially with the Rockets. But, you know, we talk about late scratches. Why not Houston being the victim of that? So at -3, I have to lay it with Charlotte here. I just, you know, this Rockets team had lost a million in a row right before their last win. So I'll lay the -3 here.
Yeah. If you're playing daily fantasy as well, Malik Monk and Terry Rozier are two really good starts at solid prices in a matchup against the Houston team that, like you said, despite the fact that they're coming off a win, they've been brutal as of late, especially on the defensive end of the court.
And obviously no LaMelo Ball. So increased minutes for those guys. And Joe, a little cherry on top. How about the hockey Sabres? They've lost a million in a row, 14 straight, and puck line with the Pens at home is -115 out there. We got to continue riding this thing.
It's tasty considering of those 14 consecutive losses they've sustained, 10, Doug, have come by two or more goals. So at a price like that, I'm definitely getting involved.
Yeah, and early in the losing streak, that was plus money. They're pretty bad. So they're at Pittsburgh. Penguins obviously lit them up the last time. I'm going to play it again. So that's a little cherry on top for you guys on that one. That'll do it for today. Under 10 minutes, as promised. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow.